Here, General.
Wake you up about 8 o'clock?
No, sir.
This fella, the husband of this woman, they tell me, called this morning about 5:45 and wants me to call him, and they indicated here that they'd give me the message when I wake up. I was up till about 2, and I talked to the FBI 2 or 3 times during the night. Hoover has just reported in response to a call I made a little before 8 to the Situation Room, and they said that they'd have someone call me that had information, and he just called back and gave me the up-to-the-minute facts. Now, what do you think, before I do anything, what do you think I should do? Should I have Lee White talk to the man? Should I talk to him myself?
I think I'd have Lee White talk to him just to get some measure of, you know, what kind of a fellow he is, Mr. President, so don't get embarrassed by it. And then have you talk to him, say just condolences, we're doing everything we can, that's all you can say.
Right.
I just, my only concern is I don't know what kind of a fellow he is.
It's my thought from what he sounds like from radio and television that he's not too restrained and was rather ugly. I had a long talk with the telephone operator. He didn't handle it too well, but
he tried his best.
Sir?
He tried doing
what
was
right. Yeah, he did. And I don't know anything could be done. 5:45 in the morning, we were doing everything we could. And
yeah.
When people, that frame of mind, were okay. Well, it looks like it. We're going to be pretty much on top of this one, doesn't it?
I haven't heard of it. You've heard from the FBI later than I have.
They had an informant in the car.
Yeah.
6 men in it, and 2 men did the shooting. And they know who they are, and they're waiting to pick them up
that's good.
When they get to work. And they said they'd have a statement. He hoped in the next 2 or 3 hours when they go to work down there, they had said that they're going to... said no one knew this except the top people in the FBI. And that they claim they're going to throw their guns in the blast furnace. So they're going to wait till they show up at the gate to go to the steel mill where they work. It's Bessemer clan that did it. Looks like we ought to give some thought, some way to really moving on that clan more effectively. They've done a lot of this stuff through the South.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we can do in the way of legislation on that? Should we be giving some thought to it?
I don't think there's much we can do in the way of legislation. Now, McClellan's got some theories that might apply to the Klan. When he was thinking of the mafia stuff, you know, conspiracies to do things. But let me ask somebody to think on it.
We'd be rather dramatic if we could... I think it'd be rather helpful, too, if we could move some way on this clan, pretty well, outlawing them.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
And if we could some way get the list of all the members and expose it some way or other.
That's people in Congress been anxious to do that, too.
Sir?
People in Congress have been anxious to do that, too. Some Southerners, Neil Boggs,
yeah.
Ed Willis. If we can think of something, Mr. President, you're right.
And maybe if we want to make a statement about arresting them, we'll then make a statement simultaneously that we're asking the Congress to immediately begin hearings to outlaw them or to increase the penalties on this kind of stuff or make it a federal crime or something.
Give a push to that House hearing. Without saying explicitly where it ought to go.
Yeah. Okay, my friend.
All right.